happen.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. 800-259-9231. Give us a call. We're going to work together so that you can have a wonderful gardening season. Now, poison ivy is a weed that can take over your whole garden. Now, one of the best products is Cleanup or Roundup. But remember, if you're going to use Cleanup or Roundup, these are non-selective weed killers, and they will kill the grasses as well as your poison ivy. So you have to be controlled. If it's growing in a grassy area and you have a product called Weed Beater Ultra, which is a weed killer for dandelions and chickweed and clover, you can spray Weed Beater Ultra. If you have Weed Be Gone Max by Ortho, you can spray that weed killer and it will kill your poison ivy and not hurt your grass. Now, if you have poison ivy and it's coming up in a perennial bed, in an area where you have English ivy or Pachysandra growing, you cannot use Roundup or Cleanup, because what's going to happen is it's going to kill your English ivy or your Pachysandra. This is what you need to do. Get a small plastic bucket that the kids would use at the beach. Mix up some Roundup in the bucket. You cannot use a pump sprayer. So you mix a little bit up in the plastic bucket, and then this is what I do. I put on a Playtex rubber glove. On top of the rubber glove, I put on a cheap cotton glove right over the plastic glove. I put my hand in the bucket with the Roundup or the Cleanup so that the glove is all wet. I make a fist to squeeze off the excess, and then I will go in the garden, grab the poison ivy with the wet glove that has the Cleanup or the Roundup on it. And that way, I only apply the weed killer to the poison ivy and not to the Pachysandra, the English ivy, or if you have junipers, the same thing. So your hand becomes the applicator, and you put it directly on the problem without hurting anything else. If you take a pump sprayer or a mister and you spray it, it sends out a fine spray of particles that will overlap and kill everything else. So you have to be careful. So I just take my glove, do that. When I'm done, I pull it off, I let it dry, and I have it there for the future. That way, you target just that particular weed. And because the Playtex glove is high, almost up to your elbow, you're not going to have poison ivy touch your skin. Try it. Tom, who's up next?
Next, we have John from Maine with a question about fertilizer.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, how are you?
Good. You, John?
Good. It's raining here as we speak.
Yep.
I have a square foot garden in the back. It's a 4x8 square foot garden. And I filled it with the appropriate soil, which I mixed. And I'm wondering if I should give my little plants, which I'm growing a few of them in right now, a boost with perhaps Miracle-Gro or something liquid, perhaps once.
Okay. Did you put anything in that square foot garden when you before you planted? Did you put any compost or manure or anything like that?
In fact, I did. I put in one-third black gold compost, one-third clay, and one-third peat moss.
Okay. Okay. So what you want to do is this. Miracle-Gro is a great product. There's no doubt about it. But Miracle-Gro will last in your garden 7 to 10 days. And after that, because it's water-soluble, which is good because a plant, being that it's soluble, can pull it up and use it real, real fast. Because it's soluble, it doesn't last as long. And if you were to put it down today and it continues to rain, the rain will push it out from the root zone of your plants. So what I'd like to see you do is, if you're going to use a Miracle-Gro, make sure there's no rain in the forecast so that it has a chance to sit around the root system of your plant for a few days so that the plant can really pull it up. So avoid rainy periods. And you need to do it every 2 weeks for the Miracle-Gro to really do a good job. What I have found that works really well is a product called Thrive. And Thrive contains Mycorrhiza. It's a liquid version of Mycorrhiza. And this is a product that you can mix with water. You pour it in with a watering can over your plants. The root system will absorb it. This bacteria will begin to grow on the root system itself, just like a straw. And what will happen, over the next 30 days, it will double the size of your root system in the soil. It will be able to pick up unavailable fertilizer that your plant normally can't get. And all soils have naturally occurring fertilizer that is there for the bacteria and the microbes to break down slowly so that the plant can use it. Mycorrhiza is one of these microbes that can attack that unavailable fertilizer, make it available to the plant so that your plant will grow better. So if you go down to your garden center and you ask for Thrive, they make it for vegetables, for flowers, for shrubs. It's a great product, and you will have much better results because with the heat and dryness of the summer coming, again, it will double the size of your root system, which, because your plant has a bigger root system, it will grow bigger and faster, produce more blooms, and produce more fruit or vegetables in your garden. I use it, and I absolutely love it, and you should try it. Tom, who's next?
We have an open board right now.
If you have a question, give us a call. The phone number, 800-259-9231, and that will help you to have a better garden. Now, with all this rain, diseases are going to be more numerous. Plants that get diseases, for example, hollyhocks get little black spots on the underside of the leaf. The black spot will create like a bubble, like a blister. It will burst open and it will produce an orangey or a rusty colored powder. These are spores that will spread to the plant, and it's a fungus called rust. If you can treat the plant now, your hollyhocks will not have rust. Another plant that gets problems with wet weather are your tall flowering phlox. And tall phlox will get something called powdery mildew, where the leaves will begin to turn white on them. It's a fungus. Roses will get it. Zinnias will get it. Squash, pumpkins, cantaloupe, cucumbers will get powdery mildew. If you can treat the plants when this weather changes and the rain stops, if you want to stay organic, there's something called Serenade. And Serenade is a natural fungicide that will prevent powdery mildew. On tomatoes, it will prevent leaf spot and powdery mildew. Serenade was developed in Florida for the tomato industry, and it really does a great job. So if you want to stay natural, and you know with these plants that you have that at a certain time of the year, and if we have weather conditions like we're getting right now, diseases will happen. Roses, I never promised you a rose garden because it's a lot of work. And if you don't put down a fungicide on the foliage on a regular basis, you're going to have all kinds of discoloration of that foliage, yellowing of the leaves, spotting. So when the rain dries, temperatures are still cool, put a good fungicide on these plants, and it will help a great deal. Okay? If we can help you, we have open lines, 800.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Yeah, We had
this summer, don't let the ground feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all natural bug and slug killer from Bonai. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all natural from Bonai is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all natural.
You can have a beautiful lawn and be kind to the environment, too. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. A few simple changes in your lawn care practices, like using Milorganite Goof-Proof Organic Fertilizer, can result in a carpet of green, safe for your kids and pets. Proper fertilization can improve your lawn's health and greatly reduce weed problems. Milorganite's organic nitrogen is slow release and won't damage your grass when hot, dry weather arrives. Use Milorganite for better results naturally. Available where garden supplies are sold.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the problem with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Frank Garden Club. We are at Campbell's True Value Agway Store on Main Avenue in Farmingdale, Maine, which is right near Gardner. So we'd love to see you. Doors open here at 8 o'clock. I'll be here until 2. Come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. They're having all kinds of specials, and if you've got ants, they have a product called Taro Liquid Ant Bait, and it's 50% off. And with all this rain, you will have ants in your house, so maybe something that you should get before the problem starts. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we have John from New Hampshire with a question about quince.
John, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. Hi, John.
Hi. Paul, I have a... planted some quince seeds, and this is the seedlings are up about 6 inches. I think I have it pretty much down as to how to put the soil together and what to plant the seedlings in. My question is, how do I space them? How should they be spaced? My thinking is to put them in an 18 to 20 inch pot, all 10 seedlings, and just maybe for a couple of years just baby them. Until I, put them in the final destination. What are your thoughts?
Okay, well, quince is a fairly fast-growing flowering shrub. And one of the problems you're going to have if you put all 10 in one pot is the roots are all going to grow together. And I don't know if the young ones have produced any yet, but quince produces a pretty good thorn, a good inch long. And it's a hard, stiff thorn that, you know, if you've got to start pulling that plant apart, you're going to have problems. I would rather that you take your seedlings and put two seedlings to maybe an 8-inch pot, 6 to an 8-inch pot. And that way, 2 years from now, you could take those seedlings and plant them as one. You'll have a plant that will grow much bigger in size because you've got two plants in one pot, and you'll have something more sizable much, much quicker, and you wouldn't have to worry about disturbing the roots. So either six is going to dry out pretty quick. I'm afraid if you go on vacation for 4 or 5 days, and while you're gone, we get 80-degree weather, those plants may dry out. So I would do an 8-inch pot or even a 2-gallon container. In your soil mixture, put something called soil moist. Soil moist will help to retain water like a sponge. It really makes a big, big difference with your plants not drying out as quickly. The other thing is, this year, yes, they've grown 6 inches, but what you're going to do next year is you're going to pinch off the tip of the plant, the very top, and by doing that, the plant will bush out. They're not going to let it grow up like a telephone pole. You're going to pinch it, going to make side shoots, and you'll have a plant with more width as well as height to it. So two plants per 8 or 10 inch or even a 2-gallon can, put some soil moist in it, and then some Osmocote pellets, which is a time-release fertilizer. And every time you water those plants, for the next 3 months, your plant will get fed. And that will really push them to make them grow faster. Good luck, and let us know how you make out. John, who's next?
Next, we have Ken from Cape Cod with a question about rhododendron.
Ken from beautiful Cape Cod, where it's always sunny. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Paul. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. Yeah, always sunny here. Hey, I just want to say, first of all, I love your show. I've listened to it over the past, I think it's about 8 years, actually. And I never take notes, and I should. I know you know how to solve this problem. I have rhododendrons, and somewhere along the line, about 3 years ago, I messed up. I think I cut them at the wrong time of the year. And so now they're green, they grow, but I don't have the actual flower. This year, I just started to see, I think I have like 3 flowers on one of the 3 bushes. What can I do to do this right?
The time to prune a rhododendron is as the flowering cycle ends. So if your flowers are beginning to go by, now is the time to prune it before the new growth really begins to take off. It'll make new shoots from the middle of the plant, controlling the height, making it wider, and by doing it now and feeding it, it will have time to make flowers for next year. So prune it today or tomorrow and then fertilize with Hollytone. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, raining like crazy. We are in Farmingdale, Maine, at Campbell True Value and Agway Store, on Route 201. So the doors open at 8 o'clock in about a half an hour. So come on by and see the show, and bring your questions, and we'll try and help you out with that. If you like gardening, they've got a little bit of everything here for you. Great supply of all kinds of pet supplies and a lot more. So come on by and say hello. We've been talking about a lot of ways that we can improve our soils without using chemicals. And one of the things that I have always been using for years and years is seaweed. And growing up on the South Shore of Boston, we would always go to the beach in the fall of the year when we had a northeast-type storm, pick up that seaweed and grind it up, put it in our vegetable garden. And over a few years, I'll tell you, that garden was just unbelievable. Well, today, you can buy seaweed in a bag ready to use for your garden. You never could before. There's a company in Maine called Vitamin C Seaweed, and they sell seaweed that they have harvested and dried. And I wanted you to learn more about seaweed, so we asked Tom Roth from Vitamin C Seaweed to join us this morning to tell you about seaweed and what it will do for your garden. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I guess your seaweed's not going to dry very good with all this rain, huh?
No, it gives us a break to get caught up on some other things, but I'm sure this coming week we'll get a couple good days at it.
Exactly. Can you tell our listeners how you harvest seaweed?
Absolutely. One of our main goals is, Paul, is we like to be sustainable. We are sustainable. You have to have a sustainable industry. So we go out and we harvest our seaweed. We wait till it floats at high tide, and then we have a boat that goes out with a pump on the front of it. The pump goes over the front of the boat, and it actually pulls the seaweed into the pump, and there's a blade that spins inside the cutter head that chops the seaweed as it's getting pulled into the pump. So we're basically pruning the top of the plants. We never go down lower towards the roots of the plant, so we always leave at least 16 inches to 2 feet of plant left on the rock, the holdfast always remains. So it's very sustainable.
Yeah, because most places, they'll use rakes and just pull it out. And once you pull it out, it's gone forever. So by pruning it, it's like pinching it, I guess, and you're actually making it thicker and fuller in the long run.
Oh, absolutely, Paul. We go back. We tend to take seaweed at a rate of about 17% of an area per year. In other words, we're allowed to take 50% of a bed, but we only choose to take 17%, so then we can go back the next year and see how it's doing. And we have unbelievable results in the regrowth of the areas that we harvest. So, you know, we've really got it down to basically a science now, and, you know, it's very productive.
Now, what is in seaweed that is so good for our garden?
Oh, it's all about the trace minerals, Paul. Without, you know, it's such a perfect blend of trace minerals, naturally. I mean, it's just put together absolutely perfect. And it's so simple to use that, you know, it's one of the best tools in the garden.
Now, you're saying the minerals. So there's nitrogen, phosphorus, potash, and then there's a lot of other fertilizers in there, like vitamins and microbes.
There's over 60 trace minerals in seaweed alone. Magnesium. I mean, I could go down the list, but it's quite extensive. So there's 60 trace minerals, 11 amino acids, and 5 different vitamins. Very rich in iodine. You know, it's a little powerhouse of nutrients.
So when you mix the seaweed in your soil and your plants start to feed on it, what does it do to the plant?
Well, it helps build an intense root system. And by letting the root system become so large that it helps store water when it needs to for, say, a drought. You don't have to water as often. It helps build all the nutrients in the plant. It's going to help your vegetables with a longer shelf life. Your shelf life of your tomatoes or cucumbers or anything any kind of fruit that you grow will last 2 to 3 weeks longer shelf life once you harvest that vegetable.
Wow. Now, how about if we have a summer that's really hot and dry, will it help with stress on that plant?
Oh, absolutely, Paul. Yep. It'll help the plant endure, like I said, long periods of drought. Actually, early if we have a late frost in the season, it helps your plants endure all that also.
Now, when you're adding this to your soil, is it something that should only be put in at the time of planting, or can you use it as a side dressing and then kind of cultivate it in? Because there's a lot of people that have already started planting or are done planting finally. Can you take this seaweed, broadcast it around the plant, and work it into the soil?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. It's so easy to use. I mean, people tell me they use an old spice shakers, oregano shakers, they'll fill up, and you know, because you're not using a lot of this material on your plant. About a tablespoon per plant. If you already have your weed barrier down, you just open up around where the root, where the plant's coming out of, and sprinkle it in. And that's all you have to do. You can put it in a broadcaster for your lawns. I mean, it's incredible on your lawns. If you know, you need to feed your lawn. And raised beds, container gardens, they're not getting any nutrients from the Mother Earth because they're contained. So, you know, you have to replenish that stuff.
So would you use your seaweed in place of compost, or would you blend it with your compost to help it make it be more beneficial?
Oh, absolutely blend it. You know, there's not a lot of nitrogen in seaweed. So you have to mix it with something that is high in nitrogen. But, you know, without your micronutrients, your macros just will not perform well.
So the main use of this is to help your trace elements, to give you vitamins in the soil, to give you macronutrients and micronutrients in your soil, amino acids, and that combination is like the perfect storm.
Absolutely. That's a nice way of putting it, Paul. You know, a lot of states are banning the use of phosphorus. There's, you know, with the red tides and stuff that it blooms. So there's no phosphorus in seaweed also. So if you live on the ocean or you live on a lake and you're worried about the amount of phosphorus that's getting into the soil, you know, feeding your lawns and your perennials and all your plants and shrubs with kelp meal is just, it's such a huge benefit. And you're not going to harm any of the groundwater around your homes.
Now, I mentioned earlier in the program how you dry your kelp weed, seaweed, with the sun, and there are a lot of other companies that sell it, but they actually cook it. What's the difference between a seaweed that's dried by the sun and something that is put into a big oven and cooked and to dry it?
Well, I think the people, I think you can basically, it's a pretty easy determination. I mean, if you took a plant and put it in a 1,000-degree oven to dry it, you've got to be losing your nutrient value. It's, you know, it's just not the same. We take ours, put it on the drying racks. Matter of fact, we have some out there right now, and we're not getting anywhere with it today. But, you know, we let the sun dry it, and the color of our seaweed is just unbelievable. It's, you know, we don't lose the color. It doesn't turn black. I've seen a lot of kelp meal that's actually black looking, where ours is a very light green, almost with hints of yellow in it because the new growth is starting right now on the seaweed. We just started reharvesting because we wait for it to spawn out. We don't want to take it while it's spawning. And, you know, it does make a huge difference.
Is there a website that people can go to get more information about vitamin C seaweed?
Absolutely. It's vitamin C, the word S-E-A, seaweed.com.
As simple as that. And what can they find there, Tom?
They'll find our store location. They'll find an online store. And they'll find, you know, interesting reading about our products. You know, the diversity of seaweed is unbelievable.
Now, if they use seaweed this time of the year, when should they reapply it, or is it something that they just do once a year?
You know, we like to do it spring and fall. That's what we recommend, spring and fall, especially on your lawns. As far as your vegetables are concerned, you get it in there once, it's good enough, you know, for your vegetables. But for your lawn and your shrubs and your trees, we recommend that you do it spring and fall.
And for vegetables and perennials, annuals, and window boxes, once a year is going to be enough to push that plant through the entire season.
Absolutely. And let's not forget indoor plants because, you know, it works really well with indoor plants. It doesn't have a harsh odor to it. And it's very, like, again, it's very simple to apply.
So if you have a nice ficus plant or a hibiscus, how would you apply it to a potted plant?
Well, you would just take a little bit and top dress it right around the base of the plant and just push a little bit of soil over top of it, and that's it. It's that simple.
And then, and then the moisture in the soil will slowly break down the seaweed so that it becomes available to the plant.
Exactly. As you water it, it slowly breaks down, releasing the nutrients and allowing the plant to take it, you know, a little at a time. We had a fellow call up and was wondering that his lawn turned orange and was wondering what had happened. Well, what had happened is he put a little too much down, and it actually rehydrated, and it took a little while for it to break down and get into his lawn. But he was wondering what happened with, because his lawn was turning a hint of orange.
Now, if you have pets, do you have to worry about dogs and cats and things like that when you put it down on your lawn or in your garden?
Oh, absolutely not. No, it's not going to harm. It's not harmful at all. You know, they and it doesn't have like a real fishy odor, so they're not going to get in there and dig it up either, you know. Nope, it's very, very safe for kids and pets and for your groundwater.
Wonderful. Well, we want to encourage you to go to your website. Give us that website one more time.
Okay, it's vitamin C, the word S-E-A, seaweed.com.
And you type that in all as one word, or do you put a space between it?
Nope, all as one word.
So www.vitamincseaweed.com.
That's correct.
And they can find a store locator to tell them where they can purchase the product also.
That's right. Campbell's Agway, right where you are, has our product, and we have it in other stores also.
Terrific. Tom, you have a great day. Let's hope the sun comes out so you can continue to dry your product. And you have a great weekend. Thank you for helping our gardeners to become better organic growing gardeners.
Sounds good, Paul. Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
I'm here today with Moonbeam.
Peace and love.
And Sergeant Stryker.
Attend, hut!
To introduce the innovative herbicide, Clear Choice.
I say, nuke them weeds! Kill them all!
Well, Sarge, you're going to love Clear Choice then. It kills over 60 broadleaf weeds.
But I don't just want to kill weeds. I want to kill them dead.
It does. Right down to the roots.
Hey, man, don't kill my grass.
Oh, don't worry, Moonbeam. Clear Choice Weed Killer is a selective herbicide, so it only kills weeds.
That's good karma, bro.
And leaves you with nothing but grass.
Far out, man. But my summer of love includes love for Mother Earth, too.
Then you'll love Clear Choice. It's just as effective, but has up to 85% less active ingredients when compared to traditional herbicides.
Innovation. Yeah.
Clear Choice. Now you can feel good about killing weeds.
Moonbeam, you're all right.
Sarge, hold me.
Stand down, soldier, stand down.
Standing down.
For more information and to get Clear Choice, visit todaysclearchoice.com.
The problem with weeds, you kill one and a new one pops up, which is why you need Roundup Extended Control Weed and Grass Killer Plus Weed Preventer. It does two jobs at once. One, kills the weeds you have down to the root. Two, prevents new weeds from growing for up to 4 months. That's right. One application and your weed killing is done for up to 4 months. Roundup Extended Control available in the easy-to-use pump-and-go sprayer with up to 5 minutes of continuous spray. The easier way to kill weeds and keep them away.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegon year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegon. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next? Sherry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I'm not very nice and bright, sunshiny day, but nonetheless, I want a little help with a million bell plant that I have.
Okay.
When I first got it, it was nice and bright and vivid yellow, and it had little brown centers in the middle of the blossoms and so forth, and the leaves were nice and green. And then it started to go downhill, and the flowers stopped producing a lot, and the ones that did produce were very pale, and the leaves became very pale and so forth. I tried one treatment of Miracle-Gro for roses, and that seemed to do a little bit, but then I didn't know if I was doing the right thing or not, and I knew Sunday was coming along and you were coming along, and I wanted to see what I really should do. So can you help me, please?
Okay. Million bells is one of my favorite plants. It's a plant that if you can get some sun and bright sun on it, it will respond like crazy. So, I mean, the weather has not been very good lately. We've either been in the high 80s, 90s, and the plants have just been collapsing, and then we get into 4 or 5 days of cool, cloudy, wet weather, and that's been the problem. So what I want you to do is this. We used to grow million bells when we had our store, and we always put in Osmocote. Osmocote is a little BB or pelletized fertilizer. We would put a couple of tablespoons into the hanging basket, and every time that plant got watered, it got fed. We also fertilize all of our hanging baskets every single week. Tuesday morning, everybody came in early. We went through all the greenhouses, and we fed everything in the place. And the color was incredible. So I think if you could get a slow-release product like osmocote, something that's time release, so that every time you water, it gets fed. That will help. And then, if you could use a liquid food, Miracle-Gro will do fine. A company called Fertilome, they have something called Rooting and Blooming, which is has a lot of phosphorus in it, and it will really help it to bloom like crazy. But you need more uniformity in weather and temperature. We've gone from high 80s and 90s down to the 50s. We're getting a lot of cloudy weather. And if that hanging plant is outside, they're talking rain all day today, Monday, Tuesday, and possibly Wednesday. The best thing that you could do would be to take that plant, bring it in the house, put it in front of your sliding glass door, put it in your tool shed, and leave the door open so it's out of the rain. When the soil gets saturated day after day and cool temperature, you have a chance of getting a soil fungus, which will attack a root system and slow down the plant. So bring it in, put it under cover, and give it as much light as possible. When the weather gets nice, put it back up, put some Osmocote, use the liquid food, and it will come back. The other thing is, if it starts to get too big, and you see that it's really getting big, cut it back by one-third. We would do that in the greenhouse. And when you prune them back, they would respond very, very quickly. They would grow twice the size and bloom like crazy. So if it looks a little thin or sparse in the areas, get the scissors out, snip, snip, snip. Give them a good pruning, and they will return like crazy. Great question, Sherry. Thank you. Tom, who's next? Sally, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a question about an oak tree.
Yes.
We have a giant oak on our property that has been there for generations, and it's beautiful. But we had a new septic system put in, and in doing that, they had to put in about 3 feet of fill along one side of the oak, and I notice now that the leaves are turning yellow in the oak, and they're just not the same color as all the other trees in the area, and wonder what we could do to help this tree along. It seems to be struggling.
If you look at the shape of the tree, how much of the root system would you say now has 3 feet of fill over it?
Oh, probably
half of it?
Quarter to a half, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What you're going